Lluvia en las ventanas, camas de hospital.
Anastasia, the youngest daughter of Tsar Nicholas II, may have been Russian, but she's been singing up a storm in Spanish, German, and Korean. At least the stage character is. And from there, the Broadway musical Anastasia will continue to be seen in spots around the globe.
From very early on, we discovered that our show had broad international appeal. If you stand in our lobby, you hear people speaking languages from all over the world.
But not in Russian, just yet. The tour of Anastasia will be leaving out its historical homeland for now. It's not politics or linguistics that are a hindrance, but the history of Anastasia and her family that has a deeper and more complex meaning for Russians.
The musical will have to be recoded for the Russian audience, and by that I mean cultural code that the Russian mentality is based on. We look at our history differently than Americans or Europeans.
Even so, Dmitry Bogachev did want the musical to first play in Moscow. Bogachev is the only Russian producer among more than 700 members of the Broadway League of Producers. Turns out, simplifying the plot and making it more family-friendly led to it becoming a hit first in New York.
Families with small kids and teenagers come to see this musical. They are not as immersed in the context as the Russian audience. You need to explain more about the 1917 revolution, the execution of the Romanov family. You don't need to explain that to the Russian audience. In fact, they would see that as a banality.
And Anastasia isn't just a success with audiences. It was nominated for 2 Tony Awards in 2017, including for Best Actress and Costume Design.
Beautiful musical. The stars are terrific. It has the best projections I've ever seen in the show. It convinces you you're on the river, you're in the forest, you're in snow. It's just gorgeous.
Casting Anastasia in places around the world wasn't as hard as you might think. Many of Anastasia's singers grew up knowing who she was and what she represents.
Anastasia was my role model when I was growing up, and she still is. Many young women find inspiration in her, a strong, independent woman who does everything to pursue her goals and chooses her own path in life.
The musical will be touring the U.S. until the end of November and then come to Europe. When the Grand Duchess will come to Moscow is still unknown. For Elena Wolf in New York, I'm Anna Rice, VOA News.